This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, one man dead and another injured after a shooting spree yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw appeals to churches and community groups. Tributes continue to flow following the passing of the longest-serving Dean of Barbados. One motorcyclist is hospitalized while the driver of a car escapes injury in two serious accidents on Sunday, and at least 22 people have been killed and 63 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack at a church in Damascus. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Four men on two motorcycles wreaked havoc across St. Michael yesterday, leaving one man dead, another injured, several people shaken, and properties damaged. The latest incident occurred around 2:48 p.m. along Whitehall Main Road, St. Michael, near the junction with St. Stephen's Hill. According to police reports, the men rode through the area and opened fire. One man was shot near St. Stephen's Hill and transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private vehicle, where he later succumbed to his injuries. His death has brought the homicide toll to 26 so far this year. A second man was wounded further along Whitehall Main Road and taken to hospital by ambulance. This deadly attack followed an earlier shooting at Nelson Street. Although no one was injured in that incident, residents were left terrified as the gunmen opened fire, causing panic and sending people running for cover. Meantime, there were also reports of a shooting incident in the Bay Street area causing damage to one vehicle. Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw is calling on churches, corporate Barbados, and community groups to step up and support the youth of Barbados as a means of fighting the crime situation. In a frank address last evening at a BLP Christ Church East Branch meeting held at the St. Christopher Primary School, Ms. Bradshaw said looking on from the outside was not enough and urged intervention.
I say to you tonight, if the drug man can provide the boots, the young people can play and they can respect the drug man. What you have to do through the churches and the community leaders and the political directorate and all of the branches is to stop pointing the fingers and figure out how you can be the support systems for our young people.
Ms. Bradshaw further stated there was a void to be filled by various groups in society, currently leaving youth and the vulnerable exposed.
Politicians provide a lot of support in communities, whether you're sponsoring football boots, you're sponsoring the games, you're helping with the cricket, you're helping to do community events, you help to send children to school, you help to do breakfast programs. We do a lot of things. We do a lot of things with the support of our communities. The drug lord does too. And they do it because sometimes we are missing the gap of the support that people need in households. People do not care sometimes where the support is coming from so long as there is support. And if they don't see any of you, they don't see any of the people in the churches. They don't see any of the people in the communities in terms of the leadership. They're going to go and they're going to take from the people who are assisting them and putting food on their tables and making the young men and women in the community feel like they are somebody.
Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw. Tributes continue to flow following the passing of the longest-serving Dean of Barbados, the Very Reverend Harold Edmund Critchlow. He died in the early hours of yesterday at the age of 90 after a brief illness. Anglican Bishop Michael Maxwell, in paying his tribute, says he's pleased that he had the opportunity to see Dean Critchlow recently.
I had the opportunity to celebrate with Dean Harold at his home early this year for his 90th birthday on January the 20th, where I conducted a communion service with him and his immediate family. And more recently, I had the opportunity then to visit and pray with him last week Wednesday, when I was notified by the family of his hospitalization. And so on behalf of the diocesan family, we do thank God for Dean Harold's lengthy years of service, and not only within the church, but on a national level. And we will be uplifting his wife, Margot, daughters, Grace Anne and Gloria, and other members of the family in prayer. And we do extend our deepest sympathy to all of them. May God grant rest eternal unto him and let light perpetual shine upon him.
Bishop Michael Maxwell. Rector of the St. Mary's Anglican Church, Reverend Joseph King, extended sympathies to the family of Dean Critchlow.
On behalf of the parish family at St. Mary, I extend sincere condolences to the family of Dean Emeritus Harold Critchlow. The Very Reverend Harold Critchlow would have served as Dean of the Cathedral Church of St. Michael and All Angels from 1972 to 2000. Following his retirement, he served as an independent senator in the upper house and became the deputy president of the Senate. He was indeed a gentleman and would be sincerely missed by all of us.
Rector of St. Mary's Anglican Church, Reverend Joseph King. A man escaped serious injury when the vehicle he was driving overturned and crashed into a parked car along Oxnard St. James yesterday. Both vehicles were extensively damaged in the incident. The resident who owned the parked car told Starcom Network News he was awakened by a loud noise just after 3 p.m. when he checked to see what was happening. Despite the damage to his vehicle, he's happy that there was no loss of life.
I was inside sleeping and just heard a loud impact, ran to the window, saw there was a red L200 on the roof. The car had flipped after ricocheting off of my car. My neighbors were screaming, we got to get him out. So I proceeded to put on a pants and come outside. At that time, he was already freed out the vehicle with help with the neighbors. Okay. Then I came and was trying to find out exactly what happened. But thankfully, he came out unscathed. Just had a few scratches on him. And I asked him if he was okay. He said yes. And I asked him if he needed a bottle of water. He said sure. And that was about it. And I waited for the fire truck, the ambulance, and the police and whatnot. I'm very glad that he's alive and no one was walking past that was injured, you know. So I'm very happy that he's okay.
In a separate incident, a motorcyclist is hospitalized at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital after colliding with a vehicle opposite Saul Jackman's gas station yesterday. Starcom Network News understands the driver of the vehicle was turning into the gas station when the motorcyclist, who was headed towards Bridgetown, collided with the car. The rider remains in critical but stable condition. The Barbados Road Safety Association is urging Barbadians to be more cautious on the roads, especially during the crop over season. This call follows several accidents over the last few weeks, and as the number of fetes and other activities across the island increase. President of the association, Roland Lowe, wants Barbadians to be vigilant.
You want a person to just to be cautious on the roads. Take those necessary precautions. Drive within the speed limit. Adhere to the rules and regulations of the roads. If you know you're driving in an area where the lighting is not the best, or you're not familiar with the roads, take your time and drive with that due care and attention in those situations. And also to look out for other persons on the road, look out for the more vulnerable. As I said, the hierarchy on the road. The younger persons on the road and pedestrians are the more vulnerable. You are in the vehicle, you have a greater responsibility to those persons.
And as the crop over season continues, he's urging people not to drink and drive.
No persons will be partying and enjoying themselves, and there will be the consumption of alcohol. And we want to just remind persons they're not to take the necessary precaution, not to drink and drive. And when you're going out to your party, you plan the event. You have your designated driver in place. As long as no persons would still consume alcohol, we want you to monitor your intake of alcohol. And we know that sometimes persons who go to the parties, they get a bit tired. We encourage you not to drive when you're tired, not to drive when you're under the influence of alcohol.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. And finally, at least 22 people have been killed and 63 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack at a church in Damascus. According to the Interior Ministry, a man opened fire with a weapon at the Greek Orthodox Church of the Prophet Elias during a service yesterday evening before detonating an explosive vest. The statement said the attacker was affiliated with the jihadist group Islamic State. There was no immediate claim from the group itself. Photos and videos from inside the church showed a heavily damaged altar, pews covered in broken glass, and blood spattered across the walls. Recapping the headlines. One man dead and another injured after a shooting spree yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw appeals to churches and community groups. Tributes continue to flow following the passing of the longest-serving Dean of Barbados. One motorcyclist hospitalized while the driver of a car escapes injury in two serious accidents yesterday, and at least 22 people have been killed and 63 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack at a church in Damascus. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.